Think a minute. This is a true story about a boy who dreamed of sailing around the world, living a life of adventure on the sea. Well, the day finally came at age 15 when he was old enough to join the Navy as a midshipman on a real warship and follow his dream. So now all he had to do was convince his mother to let him go. But his dear mother had lost her husband only 5 years earlier and was left to raise more than a dozen children all by herself. So for her to now give up her youngest teenage son was almost too much. But she told him if that's what he really wanted, she would give her approval to let him go. So the day finally came to say goodbye. Her boy was standing in front of her in a dashing Navy uniform, ready to sail away. Then suddenly, his mother became overwhelmed with the pain of letting go of her youngest son. She began to cry uncontrollably and begged him to stay home and help her and the rest of the family. Her 15-year-old son was quiet for a long time. Then finally he spoke. Of course, he wanted with all his heart to become a Navy officer, but not if it was going to break his mother's heart. So as sad and disappointed as he was, he returned home to help his mother take care of the rest of the family. But that's not the end of the story. For this strong young man, who almost became a midshipman, later became the captain of a country. This devoted son who sacrificed everything became known as the father of his nation, George Washington, the first president of the United States. You know, the Son of God himself also sacrificed everything, including his own innocent life, because of his great love for us. Then 3 days later, he was raised back up to rule everything he had created. Yet he still gives us human beings the freedom and choice to accept his authority and leadership in our life. But we can trust him because he's already proven he will rule and lead us with his love. So won't you ask and trust him to take control of your life today? Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.